No.
Not really. You know, like 1600.
Today.
All right. So.
He was very sneaky. He won more treat.
He was like, "Well, you're sitting there. Put you to work."
Yeah. That's what anything anyway.
Yeah. He's our dog. He's like, "I'm not gonna put."
Yeah.
Good.
We're here to serve him.
Yeah. That's all my cats though.
Okay. So you guys are still at the keep.
Okay.
This is the day after you captured the cultists.
Oh.
And.
Right.
You were awarded the tavern, so.
Oh,
so,
right.
She's gonna stay behind to organize it.
We'll leave, this one. The kid.
The wizard?
Kit. We'll leave Kit behind. He wanted to, like, settle in with the bunnies.
The wizard?
You sure?
The one that can cast sleep?
Oh.
That one?
I mean, you can leave Sweet behind because he's not here.
Oh, yeah,
oh that's right.
Sweet.
Yeah, Sweet. Sweet's not here. Yeah. Sweet is a fighter.
He is a fighter, does a lot of damage, so. Yeah. So you might want to hire someone, or a couple people maybe. Or you could also. I mean, you could also maybe ask the Pop Goblins to provide, or the Bugbears to provide.
That's true. We can, hire someone as a barkeep.
Well, if the king. Well, no. So Cecil will take care of that part. I'm talking about when you go into the caves.
Oh,
you won't have a
hireling.
Like a hireling, you could get a hireling.
Yeah.
Or you can do without.
We get a hireling.
What's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 6 of us. The perfect party size.
What was the chance that the hireling makes it through the adventure?
Well, I don't know.
Well. Depends on what level we hire him at.
I'm just saying, what is the chances? They don't seem to survive.
I think other than level one, it's really.
I don't know, it's not just my experience they survive. Oh, good job, Teddy!
Choo choo.
Let's see.
Actually, this is good.
It's good?
Mm-hmm. With the grapefruit and the mango.
I'm surprised you didn't get a tea this time.
I got a tea, I just finished it.
Oh.
But sometimes, like, mango is too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the grapefruit, like, helps me get a little more sweet.
No!
Well, this is good.
He changed the Pokemon card!
Oh.
I need an eyeglass. What the? Why would you?
No, he doesn't know. That's why you shouldn't leave your things out. You don't want him to play with it. I tell you this all the time.
Rarely matters.
What?
Until today.
What? Did you take any others?
No, I think that was the only one you saw there. It's probably just one that you left.
I was trying to make some. But didn't use other.
Christopher.
Kristen?
I told you if you wanted to keep anything safe to put it away before Jonathan gets here. Didn't I?
That's good advice.
We have similar advice for when it's
Christopher, I wouldn't trust
they think it's fun to take his Pokemon toys and see what they pull off.
Oh.
That really made him mad.
Alright, so you can hire like level 0 mercenaries.
Level 0?
Well, AC6 hit 5 points, they have 4
damage. That's called a meat shield. Okay.
So that's like one silver piece a day.
One silver piece. Okay, we can afford that.
You could also.
Wait, are we playing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So you could also, like.
We have 93 gold pieces in the party, so.
You're over there.
You can also find an NPC that could join your party, but that would be like full share, like a normal.
A what?
Like an NPC that would join your party, but that's more like a regular, you would get full share.
Yeah.
So it'll be a second or third level.
Regular NPC would be second or third level, okay.
Yeah.
What class? Any class?
Capable. So it's probably human, or could be one of the demigods. So it's not gonna. Oh, it's gonna be fighter. Sorry, fighter or one of the demigods. So you can't really hire these magic user clerics.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll only need a fighter because we lost Sweet, right? So that's good. Full share, huh? Do we just need knee shields?
Yeah.
How many can we hire?
Let's see. 2d2. It's v4 plus 1 available.
V4 plus 1. Next time
I'm going to. Stay right here to do that. Oh, someone roll a
d4.
D4.
Two.
Alright, so the three you can hire.
Three me shields. So level zero is what? One hit die? Half hit die?
Yeah, 5 hit points.
5 hit points.
Good enough.
Hire three of them, 3 silver per day.
Sure, sounds good to me.
Okay.
It's so cheap. Okay.
We just hope we hit and, you know, they take the damage while we're trying to kill the thing.
Yeah. Hope they survive one hit. That's my hope.
Okay, Google. Get alive.
Did the family die?
Whoa. They don't want to die.
But, I mean, it's
Maybe we should arrange this home, okay? Oh, yeah, we used to have that, too.
Boogie Mist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from... I was a little baby, but...
Well, no, it works for them too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the boogie works.
Can I have one card?
Only this one.
Why?
Only that one.
Because you're destroying everything, Jonathan. Just everything you touch, Jonathan.
But they don't here.
I know, Jonathan, you are a destroyer of everything.
Where card?
And anything.
Okay, so you got three guys.
Alright.
Now I guess you're ready to go back?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are we doing the temple or are we doing the Minotaur?
Actually the Minotaur is allied with the bugbear, so he pretty much covered him.
Oh, okay. We're good.
Yeah, I thought we were done with the Minotaur.
Temple then.
Temple it is.
Do we have the three items?
I thought we had two of them. Do we gather at the rest?
You have all three.
Oh, okay.
There was the necklace, I think, and a ring, and what was the other item?
It's like, shoes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, the that shoes, yes. Yeah.
Or, it has something. Like, move silently or something.
There's a goblet of undead. Boots of silent warring. And then I think Christopher had like the animal talking, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's got some sort of amulet or something that lets him talk. So that's one of the chaos. And the boots, and I think your towels, the plus undead, turn undead thing.
Oh, the holy symbol.
What about the goblet of undead? What is that?
That's something different. That's not one of the chaos items. That's not one of
the ring of turning undead.
Yeah, chaos charm things. Okay. But it is something that allows you to turn undead or something. Okay, so you get to the cave. This is the highest cave.
Ooh, highest cave.
As you go up path, like the trees are all kind of twisted and oddly bloated and sort of dead looking.
I mean that card.
I don't remember that.
And yeah, they're like misshapen trees on the path.
They're like evil looking Joshua trees.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. To run past it.
And then it's got there's a big cave mouth with like, you know, intricate runes on the sides and stuff.
That guy lives here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you step inside, you can You think that you can swell a, like a faint bottle draft as you step inside. And it's eerily quiet.
Eerily quiet. It's kind of spooky. What do we know about this temple?
Undead.
Dead.
Theoretically, you could use the charm to summon the whatever, or god. Ooh, a faint groaning sound and a shrill piping. Maybe occasionally heard. So sort of a little background noise that slowly drives you insane.
Can let me take your mouth?
Oh, and then the floors are pretty smooth. You know, worn smooth by the tread of countless feet.
Oh.
Of the worshippers. Wow. Doesn't seem that way. But your footsteps echo alarmingly.
Wait, what?
You're making more noise than normal.
But we're wearing fur slippers.
Oh, are you the...
I thought it was standard footwear.
I was wearing my boots as I was walking.
Okay, so you're not making noise.
I'm levitating.
You're on someone's toaster's floating disc.
Oh, yeah.
And Christopher's right, one of his creatures.
The loud one.
The one goes all the time.
This is screaming with every step it takes. When I'm having a stealthy party.
What? No. Wrong, though.
Yeah.
Although with the boot and the thief, you could probably get two people out of scout if you wanted to.
Okay, Teddy wants to go. Teddy, you want to go over there? Come on. Come on.
You can fix it, everyone. She might have.
Oh, it's Chris. I'm asleep.
No, I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Alright, so you step into the cave.
Yeah.
There's a little corridor, and then you you enter like a... There's a really wide corridor that goes off left and right, off into the dimness, darkness.
Left or right? Always left or always right?
That's, now yeah, it's time to decide. Gotta stick with it once you
that's
do
right.
that.
You want to go left? Left looks like the way to go because, you know, that this end is shorter. So.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, it's a narrow versus big, you know.
There's more room here, right? So that must be way four.
Yeah.
Let's go left.
That looks like a passage. The other one just looks like the end point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the cloak closet.
So we'll go left.
All right.
We see A.
Oh. Alright, so it's still very wide. And eventually you come to sort of a little bit of a T.
Okay.
With two A's. And I should see if it's a one. Oh, it's a one. You two can roll wisdom.
Wisdom, huh?
That's an interesting one, Joel.
That's like your sense.
All my sense are low, so doesn't matter. Mark, wisdom. I want to roll 3d6 low, right?
Yep.
8. I made it. Like 3.
Wait, what die am I writing?
3d6.
3d6.
Sorry, thank you.
Thank you.
So I ordered that donut thing, but I got the minty looking one. The special edition color.
Oh.
Should come any day now. I have more ice. I rolled 11 on this, because I think my wisdom is an 8. Yep. These are not my favorite dice from rolling low.
Okay. So behind you, you hear shuffling steps, and when you turn, you see a bunch of zombies approaching.
Oh, no.
I didn't see this coming.
Time for me to shine.
Hopefully.
Are zombies, like, silver things, or are they just... You just had to give them the right
No, spot. They're undead. Zombies don't have any particular...
Slashing weapons. I don't know. First set. Well, not first set. Basic set.
I don't think zombies have any particular
water
resistance.
What would the Goblet of Undead do? Like, do I screw him with it, or, like,
Oh, alright. Let's see.
I'll just turn him.
You're gonna turn him? Okay. Well, I have the Goblet, I just don't know what it does.
So the goblet.
That was the goblet. I think you can summon something with that, right?
No, no. This is some sort of protection.
Oh.
Oh, protected from undead for 10 minutes.
Oh.
So it's more use, which in protection would mean it forms a circle around you and they can't pass the circle.
Oh, okay.
I thought you go first.
So it's more of a last ditch thing.
Oh.
Since it's only going to be used once per day.
Is it once per day? I thought it was just, you know, always on.
No, it's just once per day.
Okay.
For 10 minutes.
Alright,
zombies. I mean, something. Part of my normal weapons. Alright. Morale 12. Did you not run?
Wow. Really? Even on 12?
It has to be less than, I think. Oh, no, I think either that or 12 is a special number. Because it's a 2d6 morale.
Right. So you might have to roll over it before they run, right? I assume.
Yeah. Okay. So, since you detected them, you guys can go first. So, you can form a line, since this is the high corridor, 4 people. So
four
I guess
people, huh?
You could either be in front or you can be behind and try to turn, probably.
Yeah,
maybe that's a little better.
Second rank.
So it would be like the three guys in the door
yeah.
are in the front.
And then,
are trying to pretty much block the whole.
You and the meat shields are in front. I'll try to turn in rank 2. Okay, how does training work? 2 die 12 or
3d6? Roll low.
God. Is it based on stat or just roll low?
We see your charisma. We kind of went through. But you do have a plus 2, but let's see. Your turn rating is 8, so you want to roll 7 to turn at least 1.
I also have the ring. Does the ring always work?
Always on.
Okay, so.
So, but it's already included.
It's already included? Okay.
Because yeah, your charisma was really bad.
Why am I so ugly? I think to myself.
You're just not commanding. You don't have commanding presence.
Alright, I want to roll low. Okay.
You can keep doing this every round.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's no limit?
There's no limit.
Okay.
Not the way to do it.
Okay, let's try first round. Look how fast they walk fast. They're coming faster.
Alright, so the dwarf, you can attack.
I can fumble.
Yeah, you can fumble.
What am I rolling?
So D20. D20? Let's see.
I rolled
there's a problem with low stats.
I rolled higher or low. I think I rolled a 9.
Okay, so you went inside the caves. It's very creepy and loud because your footsteps echo. And then as you turn left, you went down, and then you got attacked by zombies from behind. So do you want to be in the front rank?
Sure.
You guys also hired three
hirelings. Level 0, me shield. One silver per day.
All right. So you and the dwarf and two of the hirelings are the first because of the white quarter.
Right.
Let's see. These guys have AC 8.
I rolled a 9, and then I have...
9 probably misses. You have, like, a plus 1 for your strength. Do you have a plus for your sword? Or do you... let's see.
I have a... No, it's just a normal sword.
Okay, so I think you missed.
Okay, so I got 10.
Oh, they rolled a 16.
Do you hit, actually?
Double 16s?
Yeah. I was just gonna see which one rolls better or worse.
Oh, yeah.
Equally good.
Yeah.
Dang it, I'm very missed.
Yeah, you
missed. Oh, 16, 19.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Or maybe so you wasted all
good
rolls.
Luck on that one.
No more good rolls.
6 and 6.
Wow, they're almost exactly the same.
Okay. What is Christopher's?
You should be there, right? Also?
Yours is there, underneath.
Yeah,
I don't think I saw a character sheet.
Isn't there a folder right under?
Yeah, there's not a folder. I'm not sure there's a character sheet there or not.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, I didn't look through that. I just looked to see.
Nope, that's true. Okay. So, the AC I think you need 11.
They're the same.
Nice. You're a bit scared of the zombies.
I'm literally like donating Pokemon cards to him.
That's okay.
What's happening? Are we doing
this? Zombies.
They're fighting, yeah.
You can roll if you want.
Oh, initiative? Are we doing initiative or no?
No,
which one?
You just guys go first. The zombies are slow.
What dice do I roll?
So, do you want
to
throw your dagger at one?
You need to roll
this. Here's your dice.
Wait.
So it's a d20.
It looks like these.
Try to hit him.
Okay, I can throw my dagger at them. What dice do I throw?
1 time use.
A d20. He's got more daggers. He's only got the 1 plus 1 though.
Yep, that's one.
He's got, I think, 1
silver. 5.
Oh, I think you missed.
That's a metal die.
Alright,
you should roll that one in your dice bag. Where
did it go?
Low numbers? Yeah,
two
and high numbers.
Got 2 and 1.
So you can also roll for the 2 heartlings.
It's a... Can't sit here.
Who's gonna roll for
it? He wants to sit next to you.
Anyone can roll for the 2 heartlings.
Do you wanna go back to the other room? Where
anybody can roll for it, see if they hit. There are 2 of them, they're attacking zombies.
Okay.
They need 12.
I got a 12 and a 19.
Okay.
No, I was. I rolled it.
Okay.
So 2 of them hit. So roll D8.
Like, Thomas thought those are hard to read.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Oh.
They can see
where
you're at. They look fine to me.
Okay.
I should roll these. Those are good dice.
All right. So roll D8 for damage for each of them.
Wait, isn't Sophia level 2?
Yeah. I might not put it down on her sheet.
Yeah, she just leveled.
She's the one at 5 hit points?
No, she's got 10.
10?
I think.
I should correct this.
Let's make sure. Thunder.
2 and a 3. I don't know if
they're. Yeah. Thunder has 10 hit points.
10 hit points, okay.
How much?
2 and a 3.
2 and a 3. Okay, so they both team up on one of the zombies and damage them. Like half.
You need to be better, guys.
One silver,
they say. What do you say? One silver.
You're like,
silver.
You haven't broken ranks yet. I ran away.
I wasn't talking to them, I was talking to us. They're gonna give us what they give us.
We still have the halfling and the rogue.
So halfling just shoots.
Halfling's gonna shoot. Take this. 8.
No, that's not right. Well, actually, he's got a plus 1. Because he's a halfling.
He has a...
And...
He has a dex bonus. Right? Oh, does dex bonus
dex
actually...
Dex 1's another plus 1.
So
that's like a 10. I think he needed like a 11. Do you have a plus 1 somewhere?
I don't know. I don't think so.
using my magic weapons. Oh, that's right. You guys have not given them any magic items.
Just the magic items, right?
Oh, well.
So why would we give them magic items?
Because he's
a member of your party.
That's true. We don't have a lot of magic items to go around.
Yeah.
Maybe next one we'll get it. Doesn't matter where it is. Next one he gets it. The spell book. Oh, all right. No. Okay.
And the rogue, I think, can just throw the dagger or try to... I guess, well...
You can sneak on
zombie
fingers.
I'm missing my blue d8.
Or
right? Or is this a d8? No, it's a d10.
I think in basic you can.
You can get backstab?
Yeah, unless it says you can't. I don't think I've seen rules saying you can't.
I have two d10s and no d8.
Alright, so she takes her cinder hide. Right? Roll 36... You have a height skill.
Yeah.
I'm imagining things, right? I have two d10s and no d8.
Thunder.
Yeah, those are d10s.
Okay, so roll 36. If you get an 8, you can do it in one round, or you can also attack this round.
8?
Yeah.
Or less?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so it takes you the whole round to switch back. Anybody else at the party? I think everyone.
Jonathan, did
he
go?
Yeah, he
went.
Everyone went.
Alright, so...
Our hirelings went already?
Yeah, the two in front. Okay. And then the other guy doesn't... I mean, he's got a dagger.
He's guarding the back.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Oh, she's taking that.
Alright, so... one attacks the first hireling. 50 hits.
Uh-oh. One silver, he says.
He's out.
Well, I see. Well, he's got 500 points. Well, he'll probably fall back. Unless...
Christopher had my dice.
Oh, no, he's dead. the zombie crawls all over him.
Did break ring?
Nah.
Okay, second one tries to hit the dwarf. Two misses, third one tries to hit the elf. 14. Oh, you have really good AC though, so he probably misses.
Yeah.
And the fourth one tries to hit the other hireling. 18.
Poor hireling.
Oh no, he's only wounded. Okay.
But he's gonna run away.
he's gonna fall places. Back. He's gonna fall back to it and swap with the other.
Right. His dead body.
Oh, he used dead body as a shield.
Okay. So it's your guys' turn again. One zombie is more than half dead.
Let me try to turn first, okay?
Sure.
Why don't we do that? I need a 7 or less, you said?
Yeah, 7. 7 to turn one zombie.
How many are left?
There are 8 zombies.
This none
of them? You have to damage one of them. You already lost one of them.
Oh my god. Okay, 7 or less.
Okay.
We got this.
Well, 2 dice.
3 dice.
Sorry. 2 dice, yes. Yes. Yes.
Alright. Alright, so the dwarf can attack. Oh, actually. I guess the higher one's can attack. Let's see. One's dead. Oh, that's true, one's dead. So the other one has to fill in the gap. Hmm. So the wounded one still has to be in the first
place. Hang there.
I don't know how devoted these hirelings are.
Well, he hasn't... He's still above 50%, so he doesn't have morale roll yet. Which is unfortunate. Alright, so one tries to hit... they're trying to take out the wounded zombie. 8 misses. Yep, 10 misses. Alright. Probably elf. See if you can hit the wounded zombie.
Nope.
The first
encounter. The first encounter.
Well, the problem is the wide corridor.
Yeah.
So, the dwarf can try to attack one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it out.
No.
Okay.
All right.
I can't remember if it's really that important.
No.
Yeah. Halfling's got it.
Oh.
20.
Got a point.
Sure, he took out the wounded halfling. Nice.
Wow,
does
he have all the damage?
Whatever. Should be something extra.
Alright,
so that's one zombie.
Thunder. Oh, Thunder can backstab now.
What? That's third thinking.
I know. So go ahead. Thunder can do something.
Backstab is just,
You got a plus four to hit.
Plus four to hit, okay.
Hey, Papa.
Hey.
I love you.
The
remaining
survivor is sweet.
Missed.
All right. And the magic user can throw another dagger.
Ooh. Magic user dagger.
I'm not the magic user.
Yeah, just roll.
Roll one of his dice.
Yeah.
Make it more authentic. Nope.
Okay.
This doesn't roll, it like comes out and stays really heavy.
You need a rounded bottom.
Yeah. Oh, she needs a dice tower with this though.
Alright. Hireling, the good one is
I should roll it here.
The dwarf. The elf. Oh, 19 will actually hit you. What's your AC? One?
Who, me?
Five. Mine is one.
That's mine right. Is one?
No, mine oh, is one. Yes. 18 hits me.
So that should hit you. So it's D8 damage.
Oh, this could be it.
4.
Oh.
You want to take that? You want to re-roll?
No, I need to take it, because I survived that one.
Yeah. You still have, like, I think eight group luck.
We have a cleric, but I'm trying to turn them.
Yeah.
Turn them?
To the dark side.
Oh, you want it?
In a pen.
In a pen?
I'm going to draw on it.
You going to draw it?
That one's a basic energy.
I actually never tried doing this before.
And then wounded, hardling, he misses. All right. You guys are holding the line.
Right,
so
he's very
right.
Proud of us holding the
line. Oh, I'm below 50%. Should I make a morale?
you can just pick a number in your hand.
You can just say,
if it's a high number, you should retreat out.
No, you should tell everyone. My character thinks next time I get hit.
Listen for where you go.
I think it's a bad idea, guys.
Can you
Oh, you want
to? Well, they're blocking our way back to the entrance, so we gotta take
them out.
Okay,
let's move blocks.
Only one way in, one way out.
So behind us, we move forward. They're behind us, so we have to take them out.
If the hirelings break the morale, one of you can roll charisma to try to rally them.
Nah,
but anyways.
Oh wow. Halfling's just as ugly as I am.
You guys just trying to attack.
Move the chair.
Let's see.
Stop pushing my chair.
There are 7 unhurt zombies.
Okay, all right. Can you scoot the chair in more? Because it looks like you have a lot.
Do you want to, like, heal? Or you want
no, but
you
just want, pushing you on my chair.
Do you want me to heal or do you want me to turn?
I need.
Try to turn the thing.
Excuse me.
What are the chances you'll lose?
Me. Yeah, I'm not
going to
hit it again.
What are you doing?
DC1.
Yeah, that's
true. Right. It's pretty hard.
I'm going to try to turn again.
Right.
That's a consensus. All
right.
Weapon.
Don't put your knee in his back.
No,
no.
No.
You can.
You can one of them so you can sit there. On.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah.
I need a 7 or less.
Do not put that on the table. No. I want right. A paper. Do not put that open thing.
Four.
I want a paper.
So you get kind of much damage. You probably should try to.
I think there's paper over there. Mm-mm. Is it my turn?
Yep. Try to hit someone.
Oh, sorry.
There's a zombie in front of you.
Nope.
These guys. No.
Oh.
I'll take the other guy. Oh! Small hit.
I think it does.
AC 7.
AC 8. AC 8.
Oh.
Yeah. That one. Now I can roll a D8, I think. For sword
game. Like this? I made it.
Yeah. And was no strength modifier.
3.
Alright. So you wounded one.
It's not dead?
Nope.
You got a lot of hit points, huh?
Yeah, I got hit points.
Eight hit
points. That's 2 hit die monsters. Oh,
two hit die.
The two hirelings try to hit the wounded zombie. Let's see. First one. Oh, hits it. Takes it down.
Nice.
Takes it
to... It's the 20. Grill 20.
You can get the share of the other guy. Yeah.
The second one.
Let's do
this. This is... Okay, six zombies left.
Okay, okay, no. We still got the...
Oh, that's true.
Halfling.
Halfling.
That's not right.
Because that's really close.
Right?
Don't do that.
14.
Oh,
that hits.
He does...
D4? I think it's D6. He's got a short bow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So D6.
Nice.
One.
Okay.
Plus whatever. I don't think any pluses. Alright, so... Does Sophia need to hide again, or...?
I'm
gonna do that Navy thing where they start, like, knocking on the table.
Alright, like, roll hide again.
I don't know.
Well, when they magic start, like, knocking on the table.
8 or less.
If you make it, you can attack this round.
No.
Right. Once again, you're shifting around. The magic user can throw another dagger.
It's too bouncy.
I don't think it's not that much for rolling.
I don't think it's much for rolling.
Really? But she said you can roll here.
I thought
the salesperson.
Yeah.
I thought they said they put that in there for the, so it doesn't make noise.
No,
really.
All right.
Roll the one.
Okay. Zombie tries to hit the hireling. Oh, hits the hireling. Oh, actually, 14 AC 6 would be 13. Okay, so it hits.
So you just rolled on it randomly?
Yeah, but it's energy. These are really clumsy.
Oh,
it's probably worth less than
another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
Six. Just take them down. You don't want to see the design. So 50% of the hirelings are gone.
Wait, was that the wounded one?
No, that was the unwounded
one. He just put the front side of Pokemon cards down.
Oh.
He just wants to see the back part.
Are those ones that you gave?
I want not.
1 point.
Wow, lucky. You took 1 point of damage.
Me? Okay. I don't have a pencil.
That's okay. Just remember, yeah, 1 point of damage.
Okay, I remember.
Kevin wrote it down.
So, more backs. And Norville's minus one.
Oh, we're almost done with this. Good job, guys.
Elf. This is the elf. Other hireling.
Beauty.
Oh, hits the other hireling.
Demetrio's gone. First encounter.
He's unconscious. Oh my gosh.
Still alive.
Okay.
One silver.
His last words are one silver.
We pay the hirelings directly, right? So we just take the silver back.
Whoa! The silver.
Whoa. It's a trust.
You're gonna regret the lost silver piece that our families
get. How are the families gonna if we all die here?
Money goes in your escrow.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. A little bit sweet. I think it's seaweed.
Right.
Did I go?
Okay.
Next
one. Your guys' turn.
We should throw the bodies on the one side, let the zombies feast on it, and then we run around them.
Do zombies actually eat the dead or the living?
I don't know. If you're gonna do that, sure.
I can turn them.
Alright.
Now's the time to roll three.
Oh,
there's
good.
A three. Yeah. You more specific.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Why do you taunt me, dog?
You know, when you go up a level.
No, my courage was gonna be the same.
Well, no, you got your turn gets better though.
Sure.
Dwarf probably. Yeah.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Just roll like you're gonna hit it. now.
Confidently.
I got 10. That's 9 plus 10.
You got plus 1 strength. Do you have a plus...
You need 11. Or, sorry.
You need 11. 10. Do you have a magic sword?
No. I don't think you buy magic swords, can you?
You find them.
You find them. But, oh yeah, they have one.
Chris Dave has one. He's like a plus 2 strength.
He's but, you know, he's sitting at the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an important role.
Elf. You might want to consider doing something at this point.
I miss.
Alright. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
No.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Back step.
Yeah, yeah. This
plus
is
4.
Right now.
You gotta do it.
Oh, 20.
Oh, alright. We'll take down one zombie. Oh, now there's only 5 left. The wizard or the magic user can throw a dagger. Never know.
Our front line has crumbled.
Oh, hit.
Alright, D4.
That's fine. 4. Max damage.
Alright, so you hit the wounded one, so he's down to 5 now.
He's down to 5? I thought you said they only have 8 hit points.
He's down by 5.
So down
by
5.
Okay. Let's see. Alright, so zombie attacks Mirabelle. This is a zombie attacks Megalas.
We have to re-roll that. So more
Let's
than
see.
One?
It's to be a one.
Yeah, you should. Oh my gosh.
Alright,
I don't want to go down like a hireling.
Okay. No, well, you took the block. Well, actually, I
Alright, so
hits.
You can use a group luck.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that still misses, yeah. Okay,
so close.
So, you, without the hirelings, zombies kind of move up. So, one attacks.
Yeah. You're trying to cheat by putting his hand.
Probably one attacks the cleric.
Yeah,
okay. Jeez. You roll for damage? Oh, he has a lot of hit points. He's fine.
Oh, that's true, because he's like level.
Yeah.
So he takes 2 points of damage.
He's still up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one probably attacks the halfling. This is... Alright. So it's your guys' turn. So what zombie hit me
for
2?
For 2.
What? Why?
Because the hirelings are just not there to stop them from getting to the second rank.
Yeah. Two hirelings are dead, one's unconscious.
Okay.
Okay, so it's your guys' turn.
I'm
so you can try to turn.
Forget turning.
Oh, you try to hit him?
Mace. Mace time.
Okay. Alright.
Me go first, I guess.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Hit him. What, like 6, I think, right?
Who are you? Cadell? Mace is D6 minus 1 because you're weak.
Minimum 1, right?
Yeah, minimum 1.
So far, that's the trick.
Okay, I'll do the halving as well.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
Takes out another one. Oh.
Yeah. So the halfling is also fighting another one.
Like that.
So he takes out his sword and cuts him down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have a short sword or something. Nice work to Sophia. Sophia will hide again, I guess, right?
3d6 to see if she can hide an attack.
So near 12, is that?
8.
Nope.
Alright.
Okay.
So the dwarf has an attack.
No hands.
So the dwarf and the elf can attack.
No.
17.
Okay, so roll your damage.
I hit for 3 points of damage.
Alright, so you take a zombie that's wounded now.
Alright.
Now we're talking.
So you do D8 plus 1, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, so D8 plus 1.
She rolled a 7.
Alright, so you did 8, you take another zombie down. Oh no, there's only 2 left.
Now
suddenly,
time
besides.
Turn
and turn. Wizard.
Saving a guy.
I'll use the koala dice.
Oh yeah.
This will hit for sure. 18 for 3 points.
Oh. So it's the one that's wounded. Alright, so.
I'll give you a flag dice. I don't actually see the koala dice.
No, I think he had them in his other thing.
I see.
So
flags.
One's attacking the.
He thought they were
the one's attacking the elf. So elf. 13 misses. Cleric. 13 probably misses.
I have a 2.
Ooh.
AC 2.
Yeah, okay. Your guys are turning again. Now there are only 2 zombies. One's wounded. So one's on the cleric. You take yours down. You don't need help.
I didn't need a lot of help. Oh.
No.
I get halfing. I'll do all mine, I guess.
Sure.
Oh, halfing hits with a 19,
score.
So that's 6.
Yeah.
6.
Oh, he takes down the one that's hitting the cleric. So
and
there's one left.
Thief will do the backstab. Okay.
Okay. An elf can attack. There's one left who's attacking the elf, I think, yeah.
Yes.
Dwarf and magic user.
Krina, can I roll for you?
Sure.
Okay.
Mama?
It's alright, don't bother.
Nope.
You got a snitch there.
yeah.
Mommy, ask the baby.
You can roll for the magic user.
You want to take it? Christopher, you want to roll?
Yeah. Okay. So, D20, you're trying to hit the zombie with a dagger.
And dagger damage. Just
need like a
point.
12.
12.
Oh, roll D4.
4. Nice.
It's
max damage again.
Oh, you're pretty good with a dagger when you hit. The zombie tries to kill the elf.
What?
Nope, he misses. Okay, you should be able to kill it. Roll. The elf can roll first.
Yeah. We got this.
Nope.
What? Is it wrong here? Nope. Alright.
Door
shut.
Oh.
So shadow. Shadow.
Is she, is, I don't think she's really here. This is a fair dice, right? Nope.
Okay. Clark, you wanna turn it or do you wanna attack? Got 40 points.
I just
stupid enough for turning.
It's not worth it. There's only one left.
I thought it's in the
that's, right. That's the reason I'm not turning.
Yeah.
Good reason. 18.
It's by the
6
left. 6. Whoa. Amazing. Let's leave, guys. This is pretty bad.
That was like
that's the entry
point.
Yeah.
This could be tougher than you think.
Ah.
Well,
maybe we should hire actual NPCs.
Whoa, that's probably more than one soldier.
Well, the hirelings do bad hit point. I mean, they have bad ACs, so that's what they hit a lot.
So
well, one of them
is
still alive, right?
Yeah,
one of them is conscious.
We should take them back. We should take these guys back. The body's back anyway. We're still at the entrance. We just take their bodies back.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is.
Oh, just.
Laura.
Just
what
testing.
Happened?
That's a learning experience.
That's right.
We killed one set of zombies.
Okay.
Two halflings died, one's unconscious.
One's two.
I almost died. I had to use the luck.
But I'm fine. I'm only down one.
Yeah, you're only down two.
I'm only down two.
I think...
Everyone else is okay,
yeah.
Right?
You should kill him.
We're going back to town.
Oh, really?
No, I've never seen him kill anyone.
Yeah, so
I need to go to the bathroom.
Go.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
You need help?
I think he got it.
Well, does he needs a stool or something?
Oh, yeah. We didn't put the stool up.
He's...
Alright, so you went in 6 days in the morning, got driven out, and you returned to the team.
Yeah. Oh. So embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
Actually, I know it's embarrassing. We got pretty much slaughtered, right?
I expect that all the time. Expect to be slaughtered. Die in glory. Sometimes in honor. That's not the approved part,
how am I supposed to do this?
I don't know.
I get extra turns and I don't even... I don't... The game doesn't let me do anything for my extra turns.
That's strange. No.
Seriously! I have a... Does the game even want me to win?
No.
It gives me extra
it's
moves,
rigged.
But doesn't let me do anything with them.
It's rigged.
Sorry, I know how this game works.
That's what I think too.
Alright, so by the next day.
Yeah.
Everybody's healed.
Everyone's healed?
Yeah.
Like,
you can cure Megalos and then you
all right.
you
right,
heal
yeah.
naturally.
Alright. Should we try again? Get a real NPC or should we just go by ourselves? I won't try turning anymore. That's a waste.
Yeah.
But you weren't in the front line anyway. So,
that's
I don't
true.
Know if you could hit
anything.
It's true. We didn't even have to resort to the last resort.
That's true.
What's the last resort?
The undead.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Essentially, we're immune for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you can use it to run away. To a certain extent. You can't force the bubble into the undead.
Right.
But they won't back up. But, like, if you corner them, then you can break your protection.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you could try to. So you could. Let's see.
Okay.
So the one. Oh, there is one. All right. So the tavern.
Hey, come in. Come in.
Me.
Bunnies.
My bunny
buns. I love you. I need you. Help me.
What?
Help me.
For oh,
what?
You know what?
What
I don't know.
Like
I wrote this wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
He's right here.
Oh,
Captain.
He's over there.
Right
there.
Don't go back to the game.
Why not?
No, this game. This is you. That's me. That's you.
Ooh, I want to go back to the game.
Okay.
I want to bring my character.
Oh, but that's mine. That's yours.
But you need to get it in the ladder.
I think you must climb the plaything.
Oh, no, no.
Hey!
Oh, no, no. You need to ball your hands
okay,
and
I'll
you need to climb the ladder.
You
don't need the character sheet to climb the ladder. You don't need that to climb the ladder. In fact, it's preferred to use...
2, 3, 4, 2... And this is a...
Don't you have to stay in here, okay?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Okay, so in the tavern are two watchmen you can hire. There's pretty much the same as the mercs. Oh, there's also a wandering second level elf.
Second level? Alright, Elminster?
So the watchman you could hire for probably, let's see. So they are 2 silver pieces probably a take.
Damn. There's or some people we could hire as like a watch.
Yeah, a couple of watchmen. So these are the keep guards.
They're gonna be NPCs?
No, these are like level 0 still, but they're a little better armed.
Okay.
So they have chainmail. So
you see. And then we found a level 2 elf. Can I help elf?
Okay.
There's also a level 2 elf, so this would be like a regular member of the party, if you want to let him join.
Okay. We need to fill in our ranks, so we'll take it.
My other cousin made a list.
Let me check the. Oh, 11. You know, the surviving hireling decides he's going to go with the
profession. He's out?
Well, I mean, he got vaxxed, and I'm sure you healed him, but we decided he doesn't want to continue.
He's like, you know, this wasn't for me. It was just a tryout. Just like, go back to, like, you know, making friends. Go back to the
farm. Let's go back to guarding the safe caravans. Alright, so second level elf. Second level elf. Names here. Oh, it's running personality here. Number one, suspicious.
Yeah, that's in the mountain.
It says paid, credit card and file. We're good. Did Chris tell you he lucked out of jury duty?
Yes. Lovely, I was there, I just never called.
I just didn't need you.
So you hired 2 of the watchmen.
These are NPCs?
Yeah, so those are hirelings also. They're 2 silver pieces.
They're 2 silver, oh.
They're a little bit better.
Twice as good.
They're not twice as good.
But they're hit points.
No, it's still level 0. What?
Still level 0. Oh, let's see how many hit points they have. Oh, they only have 4 hit points. Points for Dex 10. And you also have a second level elf that joins your party. Oh, he's got spells too.
Yeah. Probably better than Charm Person. Second level is like a fourth level person.
But yeah.
We also have a second level elf.
Yeah. What do you think of?
Right now.
He's just a wanderer.
Oh.
We call him Elminster.
Elfminster?
That's better.
Alright, two spells.
Two spells? Wow. Read magic.
Well, you can use two spells.
Oh. So you get spells also at level 2?
I guess.
Yes. So you also get like another couple spells.
You need like 4,000 XP to hit it.
Almost there, right? Halfway. No? Not halfway?
No, not for now. Elf, you got like 1,600 around.
Almost halfway.
1,650 or something. Alright, so let's see.
Okay, do not like the music.
Strange. Like create food.
No.
Someone has to create water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about bringing ration.
Hmm?
Oh, great for one person.
Yeah.
Present for what?
No, but we have an elf.
Spells for the elf. For elf minister.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you've got light and magic missile.
Magic missile.
Ooh, magic missile and light.
He might actually do something.
Yeah.
Like we have to pay him extra.
No.
Well, he gets a share of the treasure.
Because he's like
an actual NPC.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to try to go back?
So you just have to make sure he dies.
Is there?
That's true.
Okay.
I don't think it's that hard. Hopefully, we won't have to fight those zombies again.
No, they're being reset as zombies.
Yeah. Did it reset? It hasn't been 5 minutes. Oh no. At least when I'm running to the
angry. Really? You just leave 1% at the entrance. The rest probably goes back to rest. It goes back.
It's true.
Alright, so by the time you go or you're going out, let's see. It's not ready. Oh, wait, it's the next.
Yeah, 15.
So, start of the next month, Merval's cloak, Albert cloak hoodie is ready.
Oh, your cloak's ready.
Oh, your cloak is ready.
My cloak is ready?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Oh.
Alright, so it's I think you already wrote it down.
Yep.
Okay.
It was a code of
Albert
code with +2 to smell, sense, and smell.
To see and smell.
Sense and smell. Because perception rules.
Same thing, I suppose.
Sense and smell.
Well, maybe I just like get tingles. I don't know. I don't have to see it.
Spider sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, so when you roll wisdom to, like, detect things, you can add a +2 to your wisdom.
See? Useful, because mine is, like, 8. If only I had this earlier.
Okay. So you go to you return to the caves. Are you gonna try to do anything else before you go in?
Now we're good.
Come on.
We got a real NPC now and 2 silver hirelings. 10 hit points.
Okay. Once again, there's the map. As far as he's gone. Right. You want to go left again?
Keep going. Yeah,
keep going. You sure we shouldn't stop at that little door there? You know?
No, that's the entrance.
That's the entrance.
Okay.
That's where you go this way, and then go this way. Left.
So you're going left?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this opened up into a room.
Jonathan, go ask Christopher. No, you did not. Can you go ask him again?
Oh.
Hey, and over
here. No, you did not.
Yeah.
Go ask him, please,
Jonathan.
Let me put it back.
All right. Let me read.
Okay,
go
ask
Christopher.
If you have one, go ask
him. Alright. So an audience chamber has a dais and throne-like chair set with four large red gems at the south end. Or at the far
Mine.
End. It is otherwise empty, except for a dozen skeletons clad in rags of chainmail and bearing battered shields, rescue scimitars propped against the walls.
Oh, they're already dead.
Yeah, they're already dead.
So maybe is their weapons better than ours? You know, if you swap out.
Rusty scimitars, come on, rusty.
Yeah, rusty scimitars.
Oh.
They just give you tetanus.
But they're plus 10 or something. I don't care if it's rusty, it's plus 10.
No, it would be shiny. You would know because it's a magic weapon.
Oh.
Because it would have a very slight.
If shine. I blow on it, is there something shining underneath?
It glows blue.
All of it.
Now that
you
ask Christopher. No, you only ask.
Can
I ask him again?
So you need to go for the gems?
I don't.
Well, don't we need to detect stuff? Like detect traps?
Yeah. Detect secret doors, detect traps, detect
okay.
magic items, detect evil.
So let's see.
All the things.
Elf can roll for secret doors 1 to 2 on a d6.
Me or the
elf? For traps, the dwarf and the thief can roll.
Roll.
So
three
six. It's 3d6. Wisdom, so this would also be your cloak helps. For thunder, it's traps is 3d6.
I
changed to 3d6.
I critted.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Did you point?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she's pointing.
This never happened. This never happened.
Okay.
So, 3d6, 9 or less for thunder.
Oh, 10.
Oh. Missed, but I rolled
the
two.
I know,
I'm getting something for Jonathan.
You're fairly sure no secret doors.
Yeah.
Holding out.
Okay. The door
finds A.
So on the throne.
A warning.
It's a warning.
What language?
Don't touch the gems.
Yes. Whoever taketh the gems shall bring the wrath.
The
skeletal wrath of the undead.
Skeletal wrath.
Okay, we'll save that for the end then. We'll
okay. Save for the end. Yeah, yeah. On our way out.
Yeah. Make sure we keep the thieves' hands to himself. I don't trust them.
We can position ourselves so that your thing, the 10-foot radius thing, whatever, blocks us, blocks them from the exit and can just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gonna go the other way?
Yep. You gotta remember to come back for that, though.
Yeah. We're not leaving that.
We'll probably forget.
I don't know, just a little bit off. I sit four.
You made a note?
The throne with four
down. Put it sticking it to someone's forehead? Back to someone's head?
Sophia
is locked out.
Thank you, Jonathan. When you enter to look around, there are zombies at each end of the room. And they look at you, and then they start moving towards you.
But these are all the same width, right? Like four?
Yeah, it's 20 feet across the entrance, so you do need like four people.
I thought this was a room with a door.
No, because it's not a room with a door.
It's just a hallway.
It's basically just a big, it's a big hallway.
Alright. But this time we have real hirelings. And I'm not going to start turning. But if I did, what would I have done?
So you can spend two rounds turning.
Alright.
I do turn one of them. So that's
seven. What?
You roll again.
We did something.
Yeah.
Yes, I told you.
Well, if he missed, he wouldn't have done that.
Minus one zombie. Okay. Oh, that's right.
But how,
That's like a hit. It's like you took one out.
Okay. What are the odds of me turning again? I'll try it again.
Yep, you're another round.
But I mean, so it's so far away anyway. Guy looked good.
Johnny can shoot twice.
Johnny.
Anybody with missile weapons can shoot twice.
Use these dice, I guess. Shoot twice, huh?
Yeah.
One hit. So, dice six. Five.
Ooh, pretty good. Anybody else wants to shoot?
I don't have anything to shoot with.
You hide in shadows.
Huh?
Hide
in the shadows?
Yeah, so backstab next turn.
Okay.
3d6.
Huh?
Roll low.
Okay, roll low.
Oh, I do have a hand out. But that's how you do it, 56, so...
Oh.
You can throw it, though.
10.
Yeah, I'll save it.
All right. So you take one turn. One entire turn to do high.
10.
Okay. So you form a line.
This is my first dice.
Who's in front? Let's see.
Elfinster.
Sure, you can put Elfinster in front.
Two hirelings.
And two hirelings.
And the dwarf.
That's your AC?
It's
one? Oh, it's the same? Okay.
But I have armor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All these new people are not as well armored as you guys.
I'll stand behind the hirelings. When they fall,
I guess second rank, I'll
plate armor AC3.
I'll try to turn until I get to rank
one.
And
then I have a shield plus one.
Yeah, we probably have the same armor. I have armor plus one. I know, I have a ring of protection.
Alright, so you can, the dwarf can shoot, can attack.
Oh, halfling also has an AC1.
Probably, he's got plate mail.
Plate mail, yeah.
Any small?
Yeah. Can't even see them.
They can probably buy some of the craft stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think he's just grabbing all those.
How come Zoe's running?
I don't know.
They always run.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's kind of why I put that out, because he was like always like drawing and stuff, and then someone saying maybe you should give him other things to play with.
So you want
to
try a turn?
Little anything box.
And getting that tackle box is a good idea. For organizing
the craft stuff. I just went to Joanne's one day.
It'll never happen again.
Maybe. This is yours.
Oh, Mister. I guess I think it's a shoot also.
This is. I'm making my. Watch guy. This is. Second watch guy. Oh, hits. So D8. Oh, okay. Very wounded. Happening to shoot. Thief and backstab.
Backstab.
Roll d20.
Huh? D20. You want to roll high.
Okay, roll high.
So you need like, I don't know. Thinking like an 8.
Oh!
It's a number.
Let's 19.
See. Okay. 19? So roll 2d8. You want? You're short, sir. 2d6.
2d6.
Okay, I was at this D. 2d6.
One here.
Are your dice?
One here.
A pink one, yes. 2d6?
Yep.
One roll high, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay, so you back, you kill one of the zombies.
Oh! Eat a zombie?
Zombie.
Zombie. Are you doing anything else?
I don't think I can.
The magic is going to throw a dagger. Throw a dagger.
Dagger.
Okay.
Magic user. One of them's almost dead.
So, magic user. He consistently does damage for whatever reason.
And there's a d4. What? And a d4 somewhere.
So he takes down the wounded zombie. The dwarf should attack.
Ooh! 18 plus 1. 19.
Alright, so he hits. Roll your damage. D8 plus 1. So you took down a zombie? Oh, there are only 4 left.
Oh, see. Wow, much better.
Somehow, much faster.
Must be the NPCs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Or the rolling's doing better.
Yeah, let's see.
My advice for yesterday, right?
Watchman.
Don't miss and don't get hit.
I thought it was
better.
She wasn't
playing with us all night.
No, that's why I'm repeating it.
I see.
Don't miss and don't get hit. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, what's the bonus tip?
What? Oh, that, yeah, okay. Bonus tip is do double damage.
We haven't gotten there. I haven't gotten there.
So one of the watchmen gets cut down. Ah!
Ooh, huh.
What?
It's just like the last battle. Oh, no.
The dwarf? 17 misses, probably. You have AC1, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that misses. Off this turn. 8 misses. The other watchman. 10 misses. Alright. So you still up to the front line?
yeah, you don't have any other leaks. Gotta maintain.
Okay,
the,
you guys just turn. Let's see. Dwarf. Or turn.
Dwarf.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Alright, D8 plus 1.
Ooh, I maxed.
9.
Oh, take out another zombie. Only 3 left.
Again, like, pin 2 at the same time?
Nicholas.
Can you make Mommy
this?
A roll?
Ah, but I roll run. Elf.
Ooh, good, nice. Yes.
This is 5.
Different.
You want to make a roll?
Yeah, watch guy.
Mommy, you want to make a roll? Which color would you like?
Halfling shoots.
Which color would you like? Mommy.
Nope.
Maybe even you.
Roll your d20.
Pick one of blue or purple.
Oh, you hit and you kill a zombie.
Backstab or roll 2 dice. Okay.
Yeah, to do it this way.
Nope.
Yeah. Alright, so you're hiding. There's 2 left.
That is okay based on some stuff like that, so that would be.
One attacks the dwarf.
No.
This
wait,
is.
Oh,
one
like some
attacks
of
the
craft or the bed and the reed and the.
You want the
bean bag?
No.
Bean bag?
No, not
the bean
bag.
No,
it's
the bean.
The
bean
for
the craft.
Oh! Okay. No, I don't think he needs a bean bag.
Well, now we have 2, so that's what I'm saying.
What do you have 2?
You didn't see the one in the corner?
No.
That one's not as fun.
Oh, the small one?
Ask Chris if you can have it.
Oh, no,
I don't want
to
disappear.
Alright, as long as
it
almost kills Chris or Nicholas with
all
the
other people.
We
have plenty of bicycles in the side.
Yeah, we have like.
We do want a bicycle.
You can go pick one.
Okay.
Jonathan,
right. Next round. Backstab. Probably the most damage to the first.
Bounce.
Yeah, we have several. We have
yours sounds like a small bear, right?
So backstab. Oh, d20.
No,
wait, my mom.
You can go
okay.
Look. We have, like, go shopping in our garage.
Oh, you can roll 20.
Anything you want. There's some green toys. That Chris is tough easy.
We might check it out.
Rohai. Rohai.
We might have some
help. Oh, he's always nice.
Oh.
Nope.
One stop shop.
Dwarf.
Okay.
And
yeah,
that's four. Okay.
Only four.
So
okay.
Four.
Okay.
Daddy,
we have the real bike.
Elf.
So,
Wiggles. Sure.
Is he ready?
Yeah. Oh, we have a couple.
Yeah. So,
we can
pop it.
Yeah.
We have
the real
bike. No, no. He, we bought him another because he's outgrown on the little one. So, we bought him like a big kid bike. They don't come in training wheels anymore. So, he's forced to use
one more shot.
One without the training wheels.
Sure.
And then
Kathleen.
We've been going to classes to learn.
Yep. Hits.
We've been not
only
done.
D6.
One tricycle, but that was very small.
Five.
And he also
right,
got
six,
a balance
six,
bike. I'm getting the balance of it, so I'm thinking that. Jonathan, you'll come pick up your bike.
For your dagger.
Bike? Yeah, bicycle.
Bicycle.
Yeah, because they're all good, so you can
have it. Oh. Roll this guy. Oh, no.
I don't think there's a red one.
Okay, so you missed. I think everybody won. Alright, so the zombie attacks randomly. Misses anyways. So try to turn him.
Hmm.
Last zombie.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
I got this. I should be able to do statistically one more time, right?
Visualize success.
Like that.
Three. Oh, I can stack him and roll a one.
Yeah, I mean, hide the other two.
No, stack them. When I roll, they like, stack them.
Oh, you need a dice chuck, right?
I don't need to if I'm good.
Suspicious.
This is a one.
There's, like this.
Yeah.
Backstab roll backstab, right. For hiding. Get that fast right away. Okay, she's hiding. Dwarf? Well, okay, elf.
Yes.
I'll shoot him. I got
sure,
it, I got
shoot.
This. 11 mm-hmm. misses, right? No, 11
hits. 11
hits, right? AC 8?
AC 8, 11 so hits. 11 should hit. One. Seven left. Elfminster misses. Harmony hits. Ooh, the six. That wasn't good.
Oh,
three dagger. Take it down.
So close.
There you go. She's 12 or 11. Oh, you missed.
Well, I hit the paper.
Hit the table.
I hit the table.
Did you shoot? Did happen to shoot?
Half a shot already.
Oh.
The 1 point, remember?
Ah, right. Okay.
Dwarf hasn't gone yet.
Oh, that's right. Dwarf hasn't gone. Now's the time.
Take me out. Just need 1 point.
Just need to roll that.
Just need to hit. Really, just needs to hit.
Oh. 10 to hit.
That's a 2. Sorry. It's an 8.
Yeah. Okay. So the zombie misses. Oh my gosh. One hit point.
One hit point, huh?
Someone has to be with him.
I don't turn. Ah, backstab, come on. Plus four.
Plus four. Plus seven.
Yep. Hits.
Okay. So you killed that zombie. Alright.
So much easier, only one
16.
Died.
That's good.
And no one else got hurt, right?
Yeah, I don't think anyone else got hurt.
Oh, okay.
Except for losses.
Alright, you notice these. Yeah, this is the one. Otherwise, the room seems pretty empty. Alright. Probably need one or two more rooms. So, where do you want to go? Do you go back?
Yeah. We didn't find any, secret doors or anything, right? Go back.
You can look for secret doors.
We should. And then traps. 3d6, right? Or something. Need a little
yeah.
Low.
God. Oh my god.
Any roll?
Yes. One or two. Nope, there's no secret door.
Alright.
Fairly sure.
Other way.
Oh, yeah, I just have to roll a d6 right now.
Yeah, only d6. Actually, I guess I could make it d6. Like, I'm consistent about that.
Yep.
Alright. So, back the other way.
We're also training him to do the balancing. Christopher, we're gonna give your bikes to Jonathan, okay?
No!
Never!
Never!
Yeah, that's a good one. That one you can put the pedals on or off, right?
Yeah, so that's just a balance. See, we're doing it as a balance
bike.
That's a bigger balance bike. That's probably more comfortable for Jonathan.
Huh?
It's probably more comfortable for Jonathan.
This one?
Yeah, this is just a balance bike, but we put the pedals on it.
Oh, okay.
How can I put the pedals on
you? You just screw them on. If you don't want them on, you take them off. There's like a screw here, you just undo it.
Yeah.
You don't like your pedal, right? You just like...
He can use his feet, but if he wants to practice pedaling, he can do that. So we were doing this because with the other one, the tricycle, the problem is when he does the tricycle, he's practicing the pedaling and the steering.
Yeah.
He's not balancing. And when he does this one, he practices the balancing, but he...
The balancing is the hardest part, so you should practice balancing first.
But he's not very coordinated with the feet and the handle, so he'll like try to balance and he's not paying attention, he falls over.
Well, he also didn't really balance that well anyway.
He's completely uncoordinated.
But they said, you said the racer bike? What's it called?
The scooter ones.
The scooter ones are actually easier.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking that maybe we'll get that. Yeah, that's what she said according to you. Maybe we'll get that one. Then, we'll get it sometime. Have it hop on from time to time.
Yeah, but this one, he's practicing his balance, and the other one, just him practicing the pedaling.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he tries to go at home for like...
But he never
uses
a tricycle. It's
getting
too small for him, yeah.
No, he'll use it. He only uses it at home. He doesn't take it out.
Yeah.
We use ours all outside. Yeah. These are the outside bikes.
Yeah.
Alright.
But I don't think most of them will fit in the car, though. Maybe you pick one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you pick one. Yeah.
One?
I don't know, you pick. What do you think it's gonna be? Do you want this one or that one?
You want that bike?
Yeah, do you want this bike or that bike?
The
one
over here.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't keep this one or that. This one or that.
You should take the balance bike. Like a rideable balance bike.
Yeah, this one.
This one.
Wait, that one.
Are you big enough to use that one?
Yes, I am.
Oh, this is the right size.
That's it.
What's the difference between those two?
Yeah.
This one's a balance bike.
Yeah, that one just had training wheels. So we started him on the training wheels. He did really good on the training wheels. And then we're like,
that was good. Get us a training wheel.
But then he won't develop his balance.
Yeah, he never got the balance. So then we got this one. Because when we take the training wheels off, he will fall over. And so then we're trying to get him to do the balancing. That's why we got this one.
The pedaling and steering is a lot easier to take on later.
Because I got the balance bike. Almost the same size. I didn't know that. Well, I got a tricycle, the small one, and that's why I got the balance bike. It's pretty big.
Because I don't
eventually kind of grow into it. But if you
want
to skip the tricycle, it goes straight to...
Yeah, Christopher wasn't really into tricycle, but he likes with the triangle.
Okay, well, maybe you want, and we'll drop the other one next time. You can tell that it's your helmet, too.
Oh, I need a helmet.
Yeah, I think your melon is too small for the boy now.
I don't know, he has a pretty big head.
Oh yeah, it has adjustable strap.
I think that
so
may be right for
it.
Him. Jonathan, your head's kind of big. Oh, okay.
But the strap on the back, you could tighten and loosen it.
Yeah.
It's a turn.
Jonathan, we have to ask Christopher. Jonathan, did you ask Christopher whether he's okay?
I'm going to Christopher.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye. Yep.
No, we're not leaving here, Jonathan.
Can I have it like...
Yes, but do not use it in the house.
Yeah, don't use it in the house.
Jonathan, I'll do this to Christopher.
Yeah.
Teddy, you want a bike?
You can put it in the car.
Yeah, I'll put it in the car. Jonathan, go put it in the car.
And then it might have a little bag.
Will that one fit? Oh, what is it?
I need this.
Yeah,
this is a game where you can use it.
Okay.
I made the speed.
Can we help? I think that one should fit, right? Maybe barely fit.
This should be fine.
Like this music? Yeah, but at least we do have a
different one. Nice.
We're doing a different one.
And then I'll put the other one back.
Fine. It's a little...
Let me help you.
Yeah, fine.
You can only do those four things? Or the five things on the bottom?
You can make... Jonathan, where are we going, Jonathan?
Jonathan, open the door. Auntie Karina. Get the speed. Oh, yeah. Mommy. Okay. You want a common one or a non-common one? Let's see what happens. Jonathan, you don't have to be here. We got stuck in between.
You're not gonna get back. I guess what happened to my PlayStation? Did you say thank you for the bicycle? You okay. Let's just quit the program. Yes.
Which pattern?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Let's do this one.
Because the first one in the game. This is for thank you.
It doesn't rain. I was gonna ask you. Initially, we looked at one house.
No.
Is that pretty inexpensive? You know, there's a cheaper part of the cemetery right up, right on the right next to 101.
Well, you don't have to place them all.
Right. There's a house of 30,000 square feet. The lot. The house at 1,100. It's only for $1.2 million. But school district is horrible. It's where the Ford. You know the cheaper area.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be good, but it's
like 10.
I know, but
the
I like
the east
house.
So like
over there on the other side of the freeway. Yeah, that's right.
Kind of where our condo was.
I'm not sure which side. San Mateo is on the cheaper part of this town.
Yeah. No, I know. It's like where we used to live.
Is that where that is?
Yeah, we used to live on the condo. When we first moved in, someone was getting arrested in front of our condo.
Oh, right. Close. Yeah. But that was a big lot. Yeah, 30,000. But the house is very small, like 1,100 square feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty typical because it's hard. Like, people buy the lot thinking they can go, but then the builders here are for the permitting, you're really strict.
And if you turn
it ends up costing more than they think. Like, we have friends who have another lot, kind of going for town, but like if you go toward the wrong place, kind of if you keep walking past that to the left, they live over there and they have like a big lot too, but when they've been trying to get permits to get their house expanded, and they say it's really cumbersome and expensive.
But I'm wondering, on that part of town, is it worthwhile to rebuild?
That one? Probably not.
Like this combined thing.
No, because the people with that side of town can always be cheap. Like, if you were to build out this house, you'll get money.
Yeah.
Right. But if you build over there, people are like, that's a nice house, but for that area,
What is it?
Not that we're going to do anything to our house. I think we're fine.
Maybe the house is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some houses. There's some houses over here that sold.
How much are they?
The one that sold.
I don't know. I didn't look. Did you see how much?
No. We probably won't know until it's posted. It's still pending though. There's a house down the street by McDonald's. It's 1.5. That was condo.
Oh, what?
You don't want a condo. There's another home for $2.3 million.
What happens if we run out of space?
This side is
closed. It looks like we're running out of space.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
Wow, this one's 15.
We done?
Yeah. So you got to the corner where there's passage and two doors.
Passage and two doors. Can we see down the passage? What's this?
You can see like 30 feet with your torches.
It's
farther than that.
There's no torches in here? Do you guys see in the
this
dark?
This is almost as big as our house.
I guess the undead can see. Almost done with this.